Hello, and welcome to GCSE Food Prep and Nutrition Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most exam-critical topics in the entire specification, dietary reference values, or DRVs. Now, I know what you're thinking. This sounds dry, but trust me, this is where you can really rack up those marks. OCR examiners love testing DRVs because it combines scientific knowledge with real-world application. By the end of this 10-minute episode, you'll know exactly how to tackle any DRV question that comes your way. So grab your notes and let's get started. Right, let's start with the big question. What actually are dietary reference values? DRVs are scientifically determined estimates of the amount of energy and nutrients that different groups of people need to stay healthy. They're set by the UK government's Scientific Advisory Committee on Nutrition, and they're absolutely fundamental to understanding how we plan diets for different people. Now here's the crucial bit that trips up so many candidates. There are four types of DRV, and you need to know them inside out. First up, EAR, estimated average requirement. This is the amount of energy that meets the needs of 50% of a population group. Think of it like this. If you lined up 100 teenage boys, the ER would be the energy requirement of the person standing right in the middle. Half would need more, half would need less. ER is used specifically for energy requirements, that's calories or kilojoules. Remember, ER equals energy. Second, RNI, reference nutrient intake. This is the amount of a nutrient that's enough to meet the needs of 97.5% of a population group. So if we lined up those same 100 teenage boys, only about two or three of them would need more than the RNI. This is used for protein, vitamins, and minerals, not energy. The RNI is basically the recommended daily amount that covers almost everyone's needs. In exam terms, if someone's meeting the RNI, they're very unlikely to be deficient. Third, LRNI, lower reference nutrient intake. This meets the needs of only 2.5% of the population, the people with the lowest requirements. Here's the key exam point. If someone's intake is below the LRNI, they're at serious risk of deficiency. This is your red flag value. Examiners often give you nutritional data and ask you to identify problems if you spot an intake below LRNI. That's your answer right there. Fourth, safe intake. This is used when there isn't enough scientific evidence to set an ER, RNI, or LRNI. It's a level that's judged to be adequate for most people and unlikely to cause deficiency or toxicity. You'll see this for nutrients like vitamin E and biotin. Now, here's a massive exam trap that catches out loads of candidates every single year. Do not confuse DRVs with RIs, reference intakes. DRVs are for population health planning. They vary by age, gender, and life stage. IIs are those single values you see on food labels. They're just for labeling purposes and are based on an average adult needing 2,000 calories a day. In the exam, if you mix these up, you'll lose marks immediately. DRVs are what we use in food prep and nutrition. RIs are just for food packaging. Let's talk about how DRVs change across life stages, because this is where you can really demonstrate that higher level understanding examiners are looking for. Infants have the highest energy needs per kilogram of body weight because they're growing so rapidly. They also need iron from 6 months onwards as their stores from birth run out, and vitamin D supplementation is recommended. Children need plenty of calcium for bone development and iron for growth. Their energy needs are steady but increasing. Adolescents, this is a big one, have increased energy needs for growth spurts. Teenage girls specifically need more iron. The RNI is 14.8 milligrams per day because of menstruation. Both boys and girls need calcium to achieve peak bone mass and protein for muscle development. Pregnancy, another exam favorite. Pregnant women need 400 micrograms of folate daily, especially before conception, and in the first 12 weeks to prevent neural tube defects like spina bifida. They need extra iron for increased blood volume. But here's the surprising bit that examiners love to test. There's no increase in energy requirements for the first 6 months of pregnancy. Only in the final trimester do pregnant women need an extra 200 kilocalories per day. Adults need to balance energy intake with their PAL physical activity level to prevent weight gain. It's all about maintenance. Elderly people need vitamin D and calcium to maintain bone health and prevent osteoporosis. They need protein to prevent muscle loss, that's sarcopenia. But their energy needs are lower because their BMR, basal metabolic rate, decreases with age, and they're typically less active. Right, let's talk exam technique because knowing the content is only half the battle. First, always quote data from any nutritional tables provided in the question. if they give you a table showing someone's iron intake is 8 milligrams per day and the RNI for their group is 14.8 milligrams, you must quote those numbers. Examiners want to see you using the data, not just making general statements. Second, be specific about nutrients, not just food groups. Don't say they should eat more meat. Say they should increase their intake of high iron from red meat to meet the RNI of 14.8 milligrams per day. That's the level of precision that gets you into the higher mark bands. Third, when you're analyzing nutritional data, distinguish clearly between macronutrients and micronutrients. Energy comes from macros, carbohydrates, fats, and protein. Health protection comes from micros, vitamins, and minerals. Don't muddle them. Fourth, always use the correct units. Grams for macronutrients, milligrams, or micrograms for micronutrients. If you write 14.8 grams of iron instead of 14.8 milligrams, you've just recommended a toxic dose. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't say RNI is the minimum requirement. It's not. It's the amount that covers 97.5% of people. Don't provide generic health advice like eat more fruit and veg. Examiners want nutrient-specific analysis. And don't forget to link your answer back to the specific life stage or physiological condition mentioned in the question. Okay, quick fire quiz time. Pause after each question and test yourself. 1. What does ER stand for and what is it used for? Answer. Estimated average requirement used for energy. 2. What percentage of the population does the RNI meet the needs of? Answer. 97.5%. 3. If someone's intake is below the LRNI, what does this indicate? Answer. They're at risk of deficiency. 4. How much folate do pregnant women need daily? Answer. 400 micrograms. 5. What's the RNI for iron in teenage girls? Answer. 14.8 milligrams per day. 6. What's the difference between DRVs and RIs? Answer. DRVs are for population health planning and vary by group. RIs are for food labeling and are based on an average adult. How did you do? If you got all 6, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the 4 types of DRV: ER for energy, RNI for nutrients covering 97.5% of people, LRNI as the deficiency warning level, and safe intake for when data is limited. We've explored how nutritional needs change from infancy through to old age, and we've armed you with the exam techniques that will get you those top marks. Remember, be specific, quote data, use correct units, and never confuse DRVs with RIs. This topic appears across multiple question types in the OCR J309 exam, from short answer knowledge questions worth 2 or 3 marks, right through to those big 8 or 12 mark analysis questions where you're given nutritional data and asked to evaluate someone's diet. Master DRVs, and you've mastered a significant chunk of the specification. Thanks for listening to GCSE Food Prep and Nutrition Essentials. Keep practicing, keep revising, and I'll see you next time. Good luck.